are tuned in to Mid-Morning Empowerment here on Adventist World Radio, powered by SID Media.
So stewardship in the Bible often refers to caring for people, animals, land, and other resources that God has created. In other words, it's caring for something on God's behalf, because the act of caring enriches our lives. So we have to teach our boy children about all things being God's steward. And we are joined on the line once again by Pastor John Majuru, who's going to be helping us with this one. Mfundis, Murubwanj. You see the other words you said there, I don't understand, but it's okay.
Yeah, but you have done exactly what is how we greet in Senga.
Thank you. Okay. You see, I've got it. Mpundis, thank you so much for joining us. I know you love me to give you time. Ne? You have 20 minutes, Mpundis, including your prayer. You have 20 minutes, so you may pray and give us your thank presentation.
You. Thank you. Let us pray. Our Heaven Father, we thank you for keeping us safe throughout the night until now. We also thank you for this privilege and opportunity to hear your word. And we thank you for all the arrangement. Now, Heaven Father, as we learn more about you, especially in terms of stewardship, looking at the young people, may you speak to us according to your will. In Jesus' name I pray, and forevermore. Amen.
Amen.
Sure. Before even I continue, allow me to say my voice today may not be very good. I have a coffee with a fruit, so but it's fine. I will manage.
Mm-hmm.
Today we continue with our powerful topic. We are talking about stewardship. Last time we are concentrating on the head of the house. These are men who are heading the house. But talking about financial stewardship, how can we manage finances in our homes and whatever what we do, how do we connect with the Bible? There are principles where Bible guides us how we run the finances, including in our homes. Today, the same topic now, we want to talk to the young ones. I know it's not only the young ones who are following or who are listening to us. I know even our parents are following us. I want to say thank you so much for having time to listen. And so we will begin by reading the word of God. Allow me to read from the book of Proverbs 13, verse 22. Proverbs 13, verse 22, the Bible says, as I quote, "A good man leaves an inheritance to his children's children, and the wealth of the sinner is stored up for the righteous." I want to believe that here is a counsel that even you, as our dear parents, and even as we talk to the young one, the Bible counsels us to say, whatever what we do, we must remember that a good man must leave inheritance to children. What are we trying to learn from this Bible, from this chapter and verse? Let me make it clear that some of the abuse or some of the misunderstanding of the children, it's because they have nowhere to start from, my sister. I think that's why the Bible teaches all of us, that especially us parents, that whatever what we do, like last time we said, we must learn to save for the future. Because the time is coming when these same children we are trying to counsel in terms of stewardship. When you die, a time is coming because of challenges and problems. Somebody told me that children, they will reach an extent whereby when they visit the grave, they will be actually insulting the grave. Say, if it was not this man, if he had done the right thing, I think today I would have been a better person. So I'm here to encourage our parents to say, even as we talk to the young ones, let's remember to save for the future. Let me also read the Haggai chapter 2, verse 8. God makes sure and God teaches us that the silver is mine and the gold is mine, declares the Lord of the hosts. Everything, my fellow young people, the youth there, I want to remind you that as we talk about stewardship, here is a reminder, all of you who are listening to me, silver belongs to God. God, in terms of money, belongs to God, declares the Lord, the host, the creator, the divine. So when you have been given an opportunity, when you have been given an opportunity to have that money, young as you are, you must remember and know that silver belongs to God. What are we saying? Stewardship in the Bible often refers to the caring for the people, animal, land, and other resources that God has created. My fellow young people, I'm emphasizing today that the dominion God gave us, it does not only end with our parents. It comes to all of us. Because when we are talking about stewardship, stewardship is about caring for people, yes, for animal, yes, for land and other resources. Whatever what God created us, we must take care of it. In other words, it's caring for something on God's behalf, because the act of caring enriches our life. I am trying to see and learn and be able to help the young ones. When the Bible teaches you and me that God is the creator, in Genesis chapter 1 there, you will find that God, when he created, he said everything was good. But where do we come in? The Bible teaches you and me that even in Genesis chapter 1, when God created, when it came to human being, when he created male and female, he gave us what we call dominion. Dominion is to rule over. This is where we are trying to see how we can help one another, especially to the young people. This is where we are saying stewardship begins. Whatever what you see, when you start abusing a people, when you start abusing animals, when you start abusing land, when you start abusing, cutting trees anyhow, just because you want to earn resources, just because you want to show off, you must know that you're not being a good steward. Let me read 1 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 2. 1 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 2. A reminder to all of us who are listening to me, my sister, including the young ones, because today my emphasis is on the young ones, talking about stewardship. Listen to what the Bible says in 1 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 2. Moreover, it is required of stewards that they may be found faithful. It is a commandment, my fellow youths, my fellow young people, boys and girls. It is a commandment when you hear what Paul says when he writes from 1 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 2. You must be found faithful. You must be found. So as you go around, ask yourself a question. Whatever what I want to do, is this going to make me a better person who is able to care for what God has created? Stewardship is a reminder to all of us as young people that we must take care of God's creation, including boys and girls. How do we take care of it? This includes even environment. We must take care of it, even our daily activities. What are we doing? The Bible teaches us, and it emphasizes that even the young ones, the attitude towards the creation of God must show stewardship. What do we do in practical? How do we sustain the community? Even us as parents, we must monitor and instill a sense of environmental responsibility to the boys. As they grow up, they must understand that, you see now, especially here in Africa, Mama, you can see, my sister, that even rain, we're having challenges because people, we are not taking care of the environment God gave us. Sometimes it's because of the nature. That's why we've got some difficulties, because we are not taking care of what God created. But today, I want us to learn one or two things. The Bible says God is the creator, and God has called the creation very good. When you read Genesis chapter 1, verse 31, the Bible is very clear, including you, everyone, everything created by God. God appointed stewards. When he created humanity, he appointed us to be stewards. Remember, I talked about dominion. So God is looking upon man and everyone, including boys and girls, that we are supposed to take care of what he created. Since the earth is the Lord's, like last time we read from Psalms 24, verse 1. So God is our ruler, including humanity. And since he is our ruler, we must be able to understand that, you know, that we are accountable to God for all our stewardship and interaction with his creation. This must be very clear, my fellow youths. God is the owner of everything. Psalms 24, verse 1 and 2 is very clear. The earth belongs to God. And everything in it, including you as young people, we belong to God. And so because it's our ruler, we must understand and take care of everything what he has created. And since God is the creator, owner, and the ruler, we seek to care for the creation in the way that God calls for us. God has given a rule. God has given out an outline how we are supposed to take care of everything. We will do well to do accordingly what God has done. In terms of stewardship, we cannot hide this, my sister. In terms of stewardship, it must be very clear that God is a judge. He will come and judge. You ask us, I gave you these things. What has happened? What did you do? Remember, creation also glorified God. And now, if we are destroying environment, if we are doing anything at any time, how is it going to glorify God? Because the Bible teaches you and me that when you look at creation, we must see God, because the hand of God sees in every creation. So when we are not taking care of whatever God created, we must know that we are not doing according to what the Bible teaches us. According to the Bible, God's intention for creation were not only to review God's character, but also to provide for all that God has made, including natural system and non-human life needs. That is according to the Bible. When you are talking about the creation, my fellow young people, God also, when he provided everything he created, he provided for human physical needs, including food, water, shelter, clothing, and the energy. This must be very clear to my fellow young people. God also, using the creation, provides for human and non-human life, both now until into the future. So when we destroy our environment right now, we must know that in the future we'll be affected. And how will people look at us? Because we know that God has entrusted everyone, both male and female, to be dominion over and to be stewardship, in short, for his creation. God has tasked humanity to govern and supervise the rest of creation. The purpose of dominion is to carry out God's intention for creation, including reviewing God's provision for a human and non-human creation and caring for all our neighbor and everything what God created. I am here to emphasize to my fellow young people that we must be good stewards. Time has come for us to stand and do the right thing. Time has come for us to stand and do according to what the Bible teaches us. You know, God created and said everything is good according to Genesis chapter 1, verse 2. And when we read Genesis chapter 2, verse 7, God is the owner of everything. Because chapter 2 goes into detail how God created. So God, it is very clear to all of us that God is the owner of everything. God is the ruler and we are accountable for. When you read Revelation 11, verse 18, God is the ruler and we are accountable. When you come for judgment, we'll be accountable for whatever what we are doing. My fellow young people, let's do according to what the Bible, when God created, he created everything for a purpose, including human. He said, I have given you dominion to rule over. That is the purpose why we are here. So creation, let me emphasize this one, my sister. Creation glorifies God according to Psalms 19, verse 1 to 4. I'm trying to summarize. People, you get chapters and verses and have time to read. The creation glorifies God according to Psalms 19 verse 1 to 4. So you as a young person, when you are destroying creation, when you are destroying environment, when you are doing whatever what you are doing, are you sure that environment, when it remains destroyed, is it going to glorify God? If not, let's take time. Remember, I want to remind each one of us that this year we have the Power of Theme Under Youth Movement show up in cities everywhere. I remember we were in Zimbabwe. We were told by our leaders to go and plant a tree. And that is where we began our show up in cities. When I came back here in Zambia, we also implemented on the GYD. We went and planted trees as young people. I think it's a good idea. Because we must remember that creation of God glorify God. Creation reveals our Creator, according to Romans chapter 1, verse 20. So it is your time, it is my time as young people that we do the right thing. Let me also, even as much as I talked about the stewardship under young people, let me remind the young people and our parents that it also concerns money. Because we know when we are talking about stewardship, most of us, we think of money, but stewardship is beyond that. We talk about animal, we talk about land, we talk about environment, we talk about money. What am I saying to the young people and our dear parents? Please, when it comes to money matters, I know I'm about to summarize. When it comes to money matters, allow children to participate in money matters of the family. I'm coming back down to the real situation. These young people, my dear parents, let's allow the young people. I know sometimes we feel, it's not very important, but I'm here just to remind you, when it comes to money matters, let's allow the young people to participate, because when they participate, including tithe and offering, let's have time to give our children, to tell them, this man I've given you, remove such amount, give a tithe, because we are building a better culture. So let's allow children to participate in money matters. And I'm also informing the youth that be part and parcel. Don't do things haphazard. Do the right thing so that when you grow up according to the Bible, you will do the right thing. Let me also emphasize this point. We must share financial difficulties with our children. It is your duty as our dear parents. I know I'm talking to the young ones that they need to understand that we are in we have challenges. What problems comes if we don't do financial management? Children should understand. My fellow young youth, you must understand when parents are sitting us down to share financial difficulties with you as children. Sometimes, here is an advice, my dear sister. Give children allowances and that just as they grow to suit their age. This is just an advice. When you give them to small allowances, they will be able to understand that when you have something, you must retain time. Mm-hmm. And that just as they grow, to suit their age. Don't abuse them again. I'll talk about it when we reach that point. Let me also say, it is a good idea to open an account for children to manage as they reach the required age. When they reach that age, just open an account for them so that they become responsible. Because now we have difficult generation, because people, especially the young ones, are not taught the right thing to do. We are not teaching them the true stewardship so that when they grow, they will not depart from it. Do not entice children with money in order to obey you. No. This is wrong. Do not entice your children. Children are not supposed to be enticed by money. No. If you do this, I'll give you money. You are destroying the young ones. I know I'm supposed to talk to the young ones, but the young ones, they also sometimes, as our parents, we contribute. No, get this money so that you can do this. Do the right thing so that they can grow in a better way. Please, my dear parents, do not entice us as children with money in order to obey you. One time when you have difficulties, the very same children who are obeying you, they will now question you questions which you will be unable to answer. Assist children. Let's assist children as leaders. Let's assist our children to choose between needs and wants. They must understand that there are things which you can forego when we are in financial challenges, when we are in financial problems. Remember, my dear sisters and all those who are following us, my dear young ones, that there are laws we need to follow. Even to young ones, let me pump you one or two things. There is what we call the law of wisdom when it comes to biblical financial principles. The law of wisdom. Solomon asked God when he was given an opportunity to ask something from God. He asked for wisdom. My fellow young youths, ask for wisdom from God. When God gives you wisdom, you will know how to manage the earth. You will know how to manage the environment. You will know how to manage your wisdom. You will know how to manage your life. When you ask wisdom, the law of wisdom will help you to grow in a better way. There's also what we call the law of stewardship. When you do your research, the law of stewardship will remind you that we must put God first. We must return tithe and offering. We must manage the environment in a better way. So the law of stewardship must help us. We have also the law of connection. Young people, don't sit dormant there. Be connected. If you want to do well in life, be connected. Don't sit idle. Know people. Be connected so that when the opportunities come, you take them. You know, my sister, just a light moment before we close. When it comes to connection, I normally tell people, you know, my surname is Majuru. So I normally tell people to say, here in Tonga, Majuru means heaven. So I tell them, if you want to go to heaven, God connected to Majuru. Let me tell you, even you and me, my sister, we must be connected with Jesus if we are to go to heaven. So even if we are to do well here on earth, we must be connected to some people. My fellow young people, the law of connection is very important to us as the young people. When we get connected, things change for better. The law of change to the young people, let me also emphasize the law of change. We must understand, yes, change is inevitable. When things are changing, we must understand and know and move in that direction. The law of risk, whatever what we do, you must understand that there is risk. Those who are in businesses, they will tell you that the more you risk, when God gives you an opportunity, then the more you do well. I just wanted to remind the young ones, listen to me, my dear parents. Early training of children in handling money will assist them not to be excited at adult level, because they are already used in handling finances. The area you start training the children, I'm not saying start abusing 2 years children, 3 years, start giving them a lot of money. You may abuse them. But learn to understand and teach them how they can handle finances. When they grow old, they will not abuse. Let me say this. There are people, when they grow old, because they were not given an opportunity to handle finances, once they are given money, they do things which even the devil gets disturbed to say, a human being can do like this, because they were not even given an opportunity to handle finances. It is the time for the young ones to take charge and also be able to learn to do the right thing. Today, we were talking about stewardship, especially to the young ones. Stewardship, it's the requirement that everyone be found stewardship. Everyone be found faithful. It is a reminder to the young ones that God, when he created, he gave us dominion to rule over, to take care of everything, including animal, including people, including land, including environment, including everything. Whatever what we do, remember, when judgment will come, according to Ecclesiastes chapter 12, the Bible teaches the young people, today, do whatever you can do. Be excited. But remember, you'll be accountable when Jesus comes. Allow me to thank you for all those who are following us and to encourage you that let's be good stewardship. I know soon and very soon, Christ will appear. When he appears, you'll be accountable for. It is our opportunity to do the right thing. Otherwise, I wish you well. I wish you God's blessings. I want to keep time. It is 20 minutes since I started. It's now 9:55. God bless you. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Mfundisi.
I want to be a good steward.
Yeah, no, you tried, Shem. You tried. You were just, you were on time. You're like 1 minute over, but it's okay, Mfundisi.
Amen.
So, Mfundisi, thank you, for speaking to us there. And you really did raise some good points there that, we must allow the children to know about the finances in the home, and we must teach them also about the earth, because some, they eat a banana, they just throw the peel everywhere, So thank you, for coming through and raising those issues. Mfundisi, I'm going to ask that before you go, please do pray for our boy children so that they may be good stewards.
Thank you. Let us pray. Our Heavenly Father, we thank you for the blessings of the boys and girls, the young ones, and thank you for this lesson. We pray that the Holy Spirit, you continue teaching the young ones that they should take care of themselves. They should also take care of the environment. They should take care of the land. They should also take care of whatever what come across them, so that when they grow up, they'll be responsible. Thank you for this lesson, which were brought by our leaders from this media. I pray that you bless them abundantly. Our Heaven Father, we also pray that everyone who is following us, may you open doors of success so that they can do well. Continue guiding us. We are your children. When you come, may you remember us in your kingdom. For this is our prayer in Jesus' name and forevermore. Amen.
Amen and amen. Thank you so much, Mpundisi, for coming through. Have yourself a blessed day.
Amen.
Amen.
You are tuned in to Mid-Morning Empowerment here on Adventist World Radio, powered by SID Media. Indeed.